This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. The UN Security Council passed a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during the month of Ramadan, as well as the immediate release of the Israeli hostages. America abstained, allowing the vote to pass. The vote underscores the growing rift between America and its close ally. In recent weeks, Joe Biden has sharpened his tone towards Israel. He has come under increased pressure at home and abroad over the appalling toll of the war and the mass displacement of Gaza's population. America and Britain imposed sanctions against a, quote, state-sponsored Chinese firm and two Chinese nationals, accusing them of carrying out a series of cyber attacks. America's Justice Department filed related criminal charges against seven people, all Chinese nationals. Their targets allegedly included American, British, and European government and parliamentary accounts to compromise government institutions and steal trade secrets, according to an American official. An appeals court reduced Donald Trump's bond, agreeing to let the former president pay $175 million within 10 days. Last week, he told the court he was unable to find an insurance company to underwrite the full $464 million he owes as punishment for civil fraud. The original bond was due on Monday. New York's attorney general could have seized his assets if he failed to pay. Russia charged four men with carrying out the terrorist attack in Moscow that killed 137 people. The men were identified as citizens of Tajikistan. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the rampage, but Russian officials have tried to put some of the blame on Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, called Russian leaders scum for linking the attack to his country. Meanwhile, France raised its terrorism alert to its highest level. The European Commission opened an investigation into whether tech giants Apple, Alphabet, and Meta are complying with the bloc's competition laws. The probe will look at whether the Google search engine, owned by Alphabet, self-preferences the company's own products, as well as Meta's use of users' personal data. Apple will also be scrutinized. It has introduced features to redirect customers to its App Store. It is the bloc's first action under the new Digital Markets Act. David Calhoun, Boeing's chief executive, announced he would step down by the end of the year as part of a broader management shake-up. The plane maker has been embroiled in controversy since January, when part of the Boeing plane, a panel plugging an unused emergency exit, blew out during a flight. There has recently been a series of mishaps for Boeing aircraft. British farmers chugged tens of tractors up to London to protest against trade deals that they say will damage their livelihoods and put food security at risk. Agricultural workers across Europe are growing grumpier about policy shifts. Last month, French farmers rode convoys of tractors to Paris to demand protection against low pay and tougher regulations. And figure of the day, 40%, the share of global fund managers who think that artificial intelligence stocks are in a bubble.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.